Hello everyone and welcome to the Parody Podcast Show, episode 5. In today's episode I'm going to look at a news topic. Scarlett Johansson, the actress, actor, says it's not the job of her as an actor to be a politician. Now, there's a guy called Pierre XO that I watched his YouTube video and I'm really inspired. I really like his mindset. He's very intelligent and very with it and he's got this amazing style. But as a performer, as a professional trained actor, I can totally relate to what Scarlett Johansson and my fellow performers, actors, entertainers go through. So from my perspective, everyone knows me in the press having procedures, surgery, cosmetic procedures, plastic surgery on my body and my face, especially my face. People don't get to see so much about me as a professional trained actor. So today I just want to touch on this very quickly. Scarlett Johansson on foxnews.com entertainment news. Let's read what she says. Scarlett Johansson says, she's an actor, not a politician. Quote, the other stuff is not my job. Okay, I totally get what she's saying because there comes a point where you're a paid actor, you're a trained actor, you're there to perform. This is what she says. Scarlett Johansson is not interested in getting political in public. Quote, I don't think actors have obligations to have a public role in society, says the 36-year-old actress speaking to The Gentlewoman in a recent interview. Quote, you did not choose to be a politician, you're an actor, she added. The Black Widow star believes it is, quote, unfair to expect that from celebrities who do not want to offer it. Your job as an actor, says Scarlett, is to reflect our experience to ourselves. Your job is to be a mirror for an audience, to be able to have an empathetic experience through art. That is what your job is, Johansson explained. I totally get it because as a performer, I'm an artist. My body and my face is a blank canvas upon which I build my character, known in the public domain and the TV shows and in the press as the human Barbie. I'm a professional entertainer known as the living fashion doll. I have an accreditation and a CV as long as your arm. I'm with Scarlett Entertainment and Susan Scott Lookalikes, and I have a media agent, and I also have, in the past, have had model agents. But now as a performer, the important message that I like to give people is to be kind and to be authentic and to never give up against life's challenges. There's so many factors that I talk about that don't get reported. So, yeah, as an actor, a performer, that's who I am, but people sort of troll me because they see me on TV for having cosmetic surgery, but it's not what the trolls say, which is really laughable and ignorant. The trolls come for me and they slander me, but I find it hysterical because if they only dug into me as a performer, they would see my face and my body is my job. I'm an actor, I'm a performer. So I work on my face, not because I'm insecure, because it's my job to look like Barbie. I transitioned into Barbie after many different reinventions over the years. But the essence of my story is to be authentic. And as an actor, as a performer, I was also finding my feet as a performer. Hence why I do reality documentaries. So becoming Barbie was organic. It was natural. People called me the China doll at school because I had dark hair, pale skin. Now, as a 30-something adult, I transitioned into Barbie because people would call me a doll, you know. And the Barbie story's out there, so people can read about that. But what they don't look at is that I'm a performer. I'm an actor. So our voice is not to be a politician. We're here to entertain. And that's what Scarlett Johansson's talking about because so many people. Now, this is where Pierre XO on YouTube comes in. He said, you know, Instagram models or people who have just created a profile and call themselves a model. It's easy to do, and I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying that if you do not have your training as an actor, if you're not an accredited, verified performer through Equity, for example, I'm an Equity member as an actor, you have to go through the training, do the gigs, and then be accepted as an Equity member. Then you be accepted entry into the Spotlight, which is the one of the world's top acting directories, where you're verified and validated with an agent. That's who I am. That's who I was 20 years ago, before I even became the human Barbie in the press and on TV. I always quietly did my craft, my art, as Scarlett Johansson said. I just want to give her a round of applause there. Oh, it's not working. That's funny. Okay. Yes, it is. 1 second. Well done, Scarlett Johansson, for saying it's your job to be an actor, not a politician. So the next point I want to say is what Scarlett says about being a performer, which I can relate to. She says, whatever my political views are, all that stuff, I feel most successful when people can sit in a theatre or at home and disappear into a story or a performance and see pieces of themselves, or are able to connect with themselves through this experience of watching the performance or story or interaction between actors or whatever it is, she continued. So, for example, my story as a human Barbie is what people can relate to in the press. I get trolled for that because I've worked on my face, but that's me as a performer. I'm a performer, that's what we do. We work on our art. My face and my body is my blank canvas upon which I create the art of being Barbie. As an actor, as a performer, that's who I am. As an actor playing roles, I never felt that was really me. So being typecast as Barbie is my thing, and I do want a part in the Barbie movie, thank you very much, yes. So Scarlett Johansson said, when the audience watch her acting, they are affected by it, and they're thinking about it, and they feel something. They have an emotional reaction to it, good, bad, uncomfortable, validating, whatever. That's my job. The other stuff is not my job. End of. So she also did speak about President Joe Biden winning the 2020 election and stuff, and she spoke about other things, but basically the whole point about Scarlett Johansson talking about being an actor and the essence of being an actor, I absolutely adore her even more. I love her performances as an actor, and especially Black Widow, which I've done an American podcast review of the movie. But as a fellow performer, she's an A-lister, I'm a C-lister. The directors and producers that I've worked with on the reality documentaries, I'm a star of 4 shows that you can still watch now online and on TV channel Sky Catch Up. So the people have told me that I work with, my peer group, the producers and directors who do the script, and I perform it as Barbie, but it's reality, it's real. So yeah, we might sort of have a bit of a script going on, like I will set up the scene in the gym or the photo in the studio doing a photo shoot. So that's scripted, but what I perform as is all real. So I am the human Barbie. That's why it's called Human Barbie. As an actor, I bring to life the doll poses, and I'm a walkabout act through Scarlett Entertainment and Susan's Got Lookalikes. This is what people don't get to look at, and if they do, they're ignoring it when they troll me. So as a performer, that's what counts. I create that human Barbie experience as a performer. That's the character I play, and it happens to be real. So it's a kind of good blend. It's like a good blend of acting and reality and being a walkabout act, a virtual act, an entertainer. So Scarlett plays roles, and she's only bothered about that. Many entertainers in the world don't like doing the press, like Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga. You know, that press doesn't pay, as they say. It's like publicity that is part of the monster that's called PR, media, promotion. So to get your voice out there, you've got to talk about things that The press always want to keep talking about, like, my face, what I've spent on my face, what I've done, how many procedures, you know. And then I'm like, well, I'm a performer, so can we talk about that? Like, yeah, 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 but let's talk about this, because that's what people want to read. So since June 2019, I stopped doing press. I do about two or three times a year press updates. And I said, no, I'm just going to go away quietly, work on myself as a performer and keep learning the skills of being an actor. Just like Scarlett Johansson does when she's paid to do a job, I'm paid to do a job. And that's what I do best. So that's what I want to do. Anyway, guys, thank you for listening to the parody podcast by me, Rachel, aka Barbie Evans. Yay, let's do it. Bye, guys.